If you haven't already turned your Bible to Matthew chapter 11, I would encourage you to do so this time. In Matthew chapter 11, beginning in verse 28, we find these particular words of Jesus Christ. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." I'm sure that these words, you have read these words many, many times. Many of us could probably quote these from memory. I know that these words, when you read them or think about them in your mind, they intrigue you. They encourage you because of what Christ has said. He says, come to him and put your burden on him. Let him carry your burden. That's so important for you and I as Christians, to know that we can have him to stand on, that we can put our burdens on him and he will share that load. To each of us, these are comforting words also. This passage, I think, is great for a number of reasons. Three in particular, let me try to mention, break it down. That Christ is the giver of this invitation. Only he can offer this invitation. And the second reason I've come up with, we can take advantage of this invitation. This invitation is given to you and I, that we can have opportunity and take that advantage. And the third thing, that we are challenged in a way that we could never be challenged without this invitation that he gives. Christ gives this invitation, as I've said. Question is, why did he give this invitation at this particular time? I think that can be answered by looking at the context of which he gave this particular invitation when he said these words. Previously in this chapter, beginning in verse 21 of this same chapter, we find Christ rebuking various cities. And in particular, there was three cities that he mentions. And these three cities are ones that he had previously, during his lifetime, that he had worked miracles, he had been in, he'd visited, he'd spoke with the multitudes in three of these cities. These cities were Chorazin, if I pronounced that correctly, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. And the people in these cities were not accepting of his works. They didn't understand him. They didn't accept Jesus Christ. Now, in older cities, he compares these three cities with three other cities, and that is the cities of old, cities that had been destroyed, Tyre, Sidon, and Sodom. Had he performed his works in those three cities, it is his statement that they would more than likely would have accepted him. He said it is more tolerable for these latter three cities in the day of judgment than it would be for those three former cities that did not accept him or his works. These latter cities would fare better in judgment than those first. And he continues this by saying in verse 25, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes." What is he really saying here in this particular statement? I think he's saying that the wise and the learned refused to grasp his word. That these individuals, those individuals who are learned and wise in their own thoughts, they've already made up their minds regarding Jesus Christ. They already think they know who Jesus was, and they don't feel that they need to believe him or follow him. The wise and learned need not to know his teachings. That is in their thoughts. You might say that they let their egos get in their way, that they feel that they know it all, so to speak. There's no reason for learning and listening to this other man, Jesus Christ. But he also refers, that is, Jesus refers to the babes. Who were these babes that he refers to? These are people who do not have the preconceived ideas. They are willing to understand and listen to Jesus Christ with no preconceived ideas. So to understand the context in which he entered this great invitation was given, it was given to those who would respond. Those who labor to provide their families, those who labor in his work, those who have a heavy heart from loss, those who experience stress-related issues, those who are heavy laden with sin. The invitation is extended to those who are willing to learn, who are willing to listen to Jesus Christ and in need of his salvation. Let's break this invitation down by phrases, if we can. Come unto me, he begins this particular verses with. As I said earlier, only he can extend this invitation. It's extended to those who Christ feels is in need of salvation. He did not give this only for people to come to and hear him speak, but rather for he gave them so that they might obey him, they might listen to him, come to him, and obey his words. For many, they are disobedient. They don't come to him. They don't listen to his words. But he wants those who come to him to be obedient. This come to me, I believe, is a call to action for each and every one of us. If we come, we will have to act upon what he is teaching. By coming to him is the only way that we can receive salvation. For in John chapter 14, verse 16, we find these words. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Also in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, we find these words. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In all of these verses that we just read, in John and Acts, there is an implied negative, I believe. And that negative is that if we seek salvation through other means, that is, other than Christ, we'll not find them. We'll not find salvation in other means other than Christ. There's only one way to salvation, and that's through him. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. When Christ said this, when he said, all who labor and who are heavy laden, we learn that this invitation is not given to everyone. Rather, the invitation, I think, was conditional. It's given to those who have a burden of sin. It's given to those who want that burden removed. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it tells us that all have sinned. But this particular invitation, I believe, is extended to those who feel a burden of sin that might be weighing heavily upon them. This invitation is given to those who labor under that burden of sin. We all know what labor means. We've each and every one of us has spent times and hours laboring under something, doing something on the farm or around the house, being weary at the end of that labor. We get exhausted or tired after having performed labor. To labor under sin, though, implies that one carries the burden of that sin and that sin weighs them down. Those who may be laboring in this way are not laboring for the sin, but rather under its burden. Until we know that the burden and the weight of sin when how heavy that is, until we recognize that we are carrying a burden, we'll not respond to this invitation. It also implies that someone is loaded down with something beyond their own abilities to carry such a burden. Someone may be burdened by their own sins, sins that have become too heavy to bear. Someone who's asking for relief. It's also given that if we do not feel the burden of sin, then we will not respond to this invitation. It's given, and those who will respond are those who are heavily burdened with sin, those who feel that heavy burden. Individuals who have become burdened with that sin will seek salvation for that sin or from that sin. He says that he is ready, he's willing to extend his salvation to all those. And also he said, I will give you rest. There is rest waiting for those who do respond to this invitation. He promises that he will provide the release of that burden of sin. Rest means we shall receive refreshment, or in other words, we'll be revitalized. When we're weary of something, we need lost. We need rest, that is. When we're heavy burdened with labor of any means, at the end of the day, we need rest, don't we? The inner man, under burden of sin, needs refreshing in this case. And he, that is Jesus Christ, will cause us to be refreshed. He is the source for our rest and our refreshments. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We all know what a yoke is, but for a little explanation, a yoke is something that is connects a pair of animals for sharing a load, pulling a plow or some other device, some other implements. Usually, of old, the yokes were made of wood, and they were fastened together to the two animals. They were held in place by leather straps, leather harnesses. And we can see here that a yoke was used to couple two things together in old times. Now, understand what the Lord is saying here. He's asking that we be yoked together with him. Taking his yoke upon us implies that we submit ourselves to his authority, that we obey the commandments of God, as Christ obeyed God. By learning of him, by learning from him, it challenges us to take his yoke. We are to increase our knowledge. We are to be increased of the knowledge of him. And we only can increase our knowledge by the diligent study of the scriptures. For in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, we find these words of the Apostle Paul. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Here is employed the very character of Jesus Christ. That is, when he says, I am meek and lowly in heart. We can see Jesus Christ in those few words there. He possessed a very gentle spirit. That didn't mean that he was weak. It meant that that is so opposite of him. Jesus Christ was a strong character. He stood firm for what he believed, and he yielded to the will of his Father. He did that by being meek. You know, we too should strive to possess a character very similar to Jesus Christ. That is meek and lowly in heart. We should have a consideration for our brothers and sisters in Christ by that meekness and being concerned for the souls and well-being of others. For in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4, we find these words, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Being lowly meant that Christ did not exalt himself above others. Rather, he always considered the circumstances of those who were around him. And ye shall find rest for your souls. Now he states the reward that's been promised to those who come to him and will ask your burden to be placed upon him. Ye shall find rest for your souls. That rest is not from our work. That rest is a result of our work. Sin does give us many, many burdens. And in Christ, we can find rest from those burdens. In Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, we find these words. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and seek, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. He closes this invitation for by saying that his yoke is easy and my burden is light. In this world of sin, our burden can be so unbearable without Christ. But in Christ, we can take the burden and lay it on him, and he will help us carry that burden. Then our burden is much easier to carry. That yoke that he asked us to carry of his is light and easy. When we're yoked with him, our burdens become manageable. In Christ, that yoke is within our abilities to bear. We cannot live a Christian life without some burdens. We each carry a burden of one thing or another at some time in our life. But along with that burden that we carry, he will share that load. He will share our burden. He says his burden is light and he'll help us. Our life is much better serving Christ than serving the world of sin. The whole key to this whole invitation is that we do not carry this burden alone. Christ is there to help. He'll not forsake us. Now that hopefully we know more of this invitation, as I said, most of us could repeat it word for word, are we willing to accept his invitation? We do so by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is, first by believing in his word, by repenting of past sin, by confessing his name before others, and then by being baptized in the water for remission of our sins. Once we've obeyed these steps, then we have him to help us in the burdens of our life. And sometimes those burdens get so heavy, we need help again. Sometimes we falter under that burden, under that weight of sin. But the world never knows the relief of that sin or that burden without Christ. We are to walk alongside Christ all of our lives then. But if we fail, we also able to come to him by asking the prayer of the faithful. Let me close my comments this evening by rereading these three verses. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. If there's any in the audience that is subject to the invitation by coming to Jesus Christ, being obedient to the steps in baptism, or at needing the prayers of the faithful, if there are any in the audience that is subject to this invitation, we bid you come forward as we stand to sing this song.